I reorganized the fridge. See? Bottom shelf, meats and dairy. Middle shelf, fruits and vegetables. And top shelf, expired products.
Why are you doing this?
Because I am bored, out of my mind. I've already been to the bank, the post office, and the dry cleaners.
Dude, you just described 7 days worth of stuff. You gotta spread it out a little, you know? Haven't you ever been unemployed?
Hey, I am not unemployed. I'm on sabbatical.
Hey, don't get religious on me, okay? A guy in your position needs to be a little better at relaxing, you know? Well, why do you think we have the comfortable chairs, huh? Look, come here, sit down. Ready? Watch. Oh! And then... Oh, yeah! Huh?
So what, we just sit?
Oh, no, no. We're not gonna just sit. Watch.
Hello, Chandler Bing.
Hello, Mr. Bing. I love you.
Whoever this is, stop calling me. It's been 6 months. It's not funny.
But I love you.
Leave me alone. For the love of God, leave me alone.
And that's Wednesday. The British are coming?
Oh, you and your ways. Since it's Christmas time, I'm going to be one of those people collecting donations.
Oh.
Yeah, I already have my bell, and later on I get my bucket.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to be out there spreading joy to the people. I mean, last year I spread a little joy, but not really enough. So this year, I'm going to do the whole city.
You know, I knew a girl in high school did that. She was very popular.
So, Phoebes, where are you doing all your bell ringing?
They gave me a great spot right by Macy's. Yeah, they hardly ever give such a good corner to a rookie, but I'm the only one who can say Merry Christmas in 25 languages. I lied.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, here's Danny. Watch. Just watch this. See? Still pretending he's not interested. Okay, he's coming over. Just pretend like we don't know him. We've forgotten who he is.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Danny.
Oh, Danny. Danny?
You know Rachel. She's nice. She's not bad to look at, right? Thanks, Mom.
Of course.
Do you want to go out on a date with her? Monica?
Absolutely. Is Friday okay?
Friday is perfect. She can't wait.
On a date, I would be able to talk to her directly, right? Yeah, she's right.
Okay, what the hell was that? You know what? Don't answer me.
I have a date with Danny.
How could I not get the part? The play was about a 29-year-old Italian actor from Queens.
Well, Talia Shire suddenly became available.
She's a woman.
What can I say? She nailed it.
Okay. Is there anything else?
Well, you're just going to say no again, but gay porn.
Happy holidays! Feliz Navidad! Hello, and Merry Christmas! Oh, thank you, sir. Here's some joy.
Hey, come see how it's going.
Well, it's going okay.
Oh, good. Here. Let me help you out.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that a new suede jacket? It looks really expensive. Yeah, I guess. Just get your nails done.
Yes, baby, but this is all I have, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Happy holidays. Here's your joy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays. And wait, you can't take the money out.
I'm making change. I need change for the bus.
But can't you leave the dollar? This money's for the poor.
I'm poor. I gotta take the bus.
Okay. Season's greetings and everything, but still.
Bite me, Blondie.
Oh, I'm gonna give him something besides joy.
That part was perfect for me. I can't believe I didn't get it.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, you know what you should do? You should make something happen for yourself. You know, like write a play. Write a movie, huh? I mean, what about those Goodwill Hunting guys?
Come on, Ross, be realistic, you know? If I did write something, what are the chances I could get those guys to star in it? A second, I could star in it.
Or that.
I can't write. You know, I mean, I'm an actor. I don't have the discipline that it takes, you know? I can't do it.
I'll help you. Yeah. I'll make up a schedule and make sure you stick to it. And plus, it'll give me something to do.
Really? You do that for me?
Yeah. Thanks. All right. We'll start off slow. The only thing you have to do tonight is come up with the name of your main character.
Don.
And it can't be Joey.
It's not.
Or Joseph.
Huh.
Hi. What's up?
I just saw Danny getting on the subway with a girl, and he had his arm around her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should be. This is all your fault. You meddled in our relationship. You had no relationship.
No, but I was doing my thing, and everything was going according to the plan.
Oh, God, stop with the plan.
Wait, so what? So what if you saw him with the girl? Who cares? That doesn't mean anything. Now, look, you're going to go out on a date with Danny, and you're going to be so charming, he's going to forget all about that stupid subway girl.
She was kind of stupid. You're right. All right, I'm just going to go on the date. I'm just going to go on the date. That is the new plan.
Hey, how do you spell suspicious?
Why?
Because I think this character is going to be suspicious about stuff.
Yes! Chandler Bing 7, Chandler Bing 0.
You got me crazy with that.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, don't stop. Move the ball further away. Ross can make that shot. Well, you suck, but at least you suck at a man's game now.
You want to play?
Chandler, I can't be playing games. Ross is going to be home soon, and I have to write 5 whole pages if I'm going to stick to his schedule.
Well, so play for the next 30 minutes, and then you can write until he gets home.
All right. But listen, what do you say we crank it up a notch?
I'm intrigued.
All right. All we need is a little lighter fluid.
Okay, but be careful, okay, because I want to get our security deposit back.
Yeah, I think we said goodbye to that when we invented hammer darts.
Yeah. Do you even remember which part of the wall is not spackle?
Yeah, right here.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Oh, that's trash, young lady. No, you can't. Hey, stop that young lady! She donated trash! Hey!
All right. A room. A man enters. He looks suspicious. That's it? Joey, you're supposed to have 5 pages done by now, including an exciting incident. What is all this? The official rule book of Fireball.
Yeah, that's the game we were playing there.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So you take a tennis ball, a bowl, and lighter... Oh!
This is helping your career? Huh? I thought you wanted to be an actor, not the creator of Crazy Lawsuit Game.
You're right. I'll get back to work.
And shame on you. You should know better. Joey needs to work. Now, come on.
Hey.
No, you can have this back when the five pages are done.
Huh? I had a really nice time tonight.
So did I. I'm really glad Monica asked us out.
I'd love to ask you in, but my sister's visiting, and I think she's asleep on the couch.
Your sister? Your sister's asleep on the couch? Oh, I saw you with her on the subway, and now she's asleep on the couch! Oh, I thought I heard you.
Oh, hey, great, you're up. Rachel, this is my sister Krista. Krista, this is Rachel.
Hi, nice to meet you. I wish you told me we were having company. I'd have fixed myself up.
Like it would help.
You are so bad.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are.
You are so dead. I'm going to get you.
It's very nice to meet you. Nobody, nobody respects the bucket. You wouldn't believe what people put in here. Look, okay, does this look like a garbage can to you? No. Does it look like an ashtray? No. Does it look like a urinal? Oh!
So, Phoebe, are you going to go back out there or what?
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to take any more crap, okay? No more Mrs. Nice Bucket. Yeah, good for you. You know, you're tough. You lived on the street. Yeah, I'm going to go back to being Street Phoebe. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? I can't go totally back because Street Phoebe really wouldn't be friends with you guys. Hey. Can I ask you guys something?
Sure.
I don't have any brothers, so I don't know. But did you guys wrestle?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all the time. In fact, I was undefeated.
Well, you weighed 200 pounds.
Still, I was quick as a cat. Well, I met Danny's sister yesterday. That was actually the girl on the subway.
Oh, you
see. And, they were very, you know, wrestly. But I guess that's normal.
We don't wrestle now.
Well, not since I got too strong for you.
Too strong for me?
Yeah.
You want to go right now? Because I'll take you right now, buddy. You want to go?
Oh, fine.
Ready? Wrestle!
Actually, that's great. That helps a lot. Thanks.
Guys, come on. Let's go. The puck drops in 20 minutes. Come on, Joe.
Joey's not going.
I didn't finish my five pages.
Well, why can't you finish them tomorrow?
Because tomorrow he's redoing yesterday's pages.
And yesterday's pages did not reflect my best work.
But why don't you cut him a little slack, okay? Maybe if he relaxes a little bit, he'll get some work done.
I think he's been relaxing enough, thanks to you and Fireball.
Dude, you think Fireball's relaxing? You obviously have never played.
The only reason you were doing this to Joey is because you were bored, okay? It's not his fault that you're unemployed.
I am not unemployed. I'm on sabbatical.
Look, guys, don't fight.
And the reason I'm doing this is because I am Joey's friend. And if you were a good friend, you'd be doing the same thing.
Oh, so being a good friend means acting like a total jerk.
If it doesn't, you're an amazing friend of mine.
Hey, guys, hey, how about we settle this over a friendly game of Fireball, huh? I'll go unhook the smoke detectors.
How about we settle this right now? There. Now, no one's going to the game.
I paid for those tickets.
No, you didn't. You said you would, but you never did.
Oh, yeah.
We finally get to the top of the mountain, and Airhead here forgets the camera.
You know, that same thing happened to me one time.
When did that happen to you?
Don't you remember we were jogging in the park, we saw that really pretty bird, and I wanted to take a picture, but I didn't have my camera.
Okay. First of all, chasing the churro guy is not jogging.
Oh, this is so good, you have got to try it.
Oh, damn, I got it on my pants.
Here, I'll get it. We better take these off upstairs or that stain's gonna set.
No, I want to wear these pants on our date tonight.
Oh, great.
Okay, bye. Oh, my God.
That was unbelievable. Okay, see, I told you.
Yeah, wow. Sorry, Rach.
I don't believe they're brother and sister.
They're brother and sister?
Open your hand. Let me take a look. Quarter, dime, lint. Not interested in that. A Canadian coin. Get out of here! Whoa! No drinks near the bucket. Set it down over there, and then you can make a contribution. And you can leave the herd bunny look over there, too. Hi, Bob. I thought I told you to get out of here!
Phoebe, we've been getting complaints, and we're going to move you to a less high-profile spot.
What?
Ginger's going to take over this corner.
That chick can't handle my corner.
Look, either you leave or we remove you.
Fine. All right, I'll give you one pointer. Look out for that bitch.
Oh, hey, Rich. That time you said seven.
Yeah. You know what? Let's skip it.
What? Why?
Look, you and your sister seem to have a very special bond.
Oh, great. That special bond again. Why do women have such a problem with the fact that I'm close with my sister?
Well, okay, look. I don't know what's going on here.
Do you have brothers?
No, I have two sisters. But one of them actually has a very masculine energy.
Are you close with them?
No, they're not very nice people.
I really like you, okay? I think this could go somewhere. So what if I'm close to my family? You gonna let that stand in the way of us?
Well, I don't know. See, when you put it that way, you know...
Danny, hurry up, the bath's getting cold.
What?
Yeah, okay, I'll see you later.
Oh, hey. There's some kids playing in the street. You want to go down there, give them a project, ruin their day?
Hey, if they have a ball, maybe you can stick razor blades in it and teach them a new game. Gonna need Stitch's ball.
Hey, guys. I was at the library all morning, and I already finished my 5 pages for today.
Great. Now we can go to the Ranger game last night.
No, dude. Ross tore up the tickets.
I guess when you don't have so many distractions, it's easier for you to focus, huh?
Yeah, or also when you don't have somebody breathing down your neck all the live long day.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But the important thing is I finished it. And I think it's really good, but you don't really help me as if I could hear it. So would you guys read it for me?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. It's a typical New York City apartment. Two guys are hanging out. Ross?
Hey, man.
What is up?
About yesterday. I was really wrong. I am sorry.
No, it was me. I'm sorry. I overreacted.
Maybe it was both of us, but we had our best friends in... But we had our best friend's interest at heart.
Could I be more sorry?
I don't know. I am one sorry paleontologist. All right, Joey, we get it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
No. Keep reading. The good part's coming up. Keep going.
I am sorry, Chandler.
I am sorry, Ross.
A handsome man enters.
Hey!
How's it going, guys? I don't know what you two are talking about, But I would just like to say thanks to both of you. You wouldn't let me give up on myself. And you, well, you co-created Fireball. The end.
This took you all day?
No, this only took 5 minutes. I spent the rest of the day coming up with new Ultimate Fireball. Okay, it's a typical New York City apartment. Two girls are just hanging out.
Hi, how are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing just fine. God, Tiffany, you smell so great.
It's my new perfume. Why don't you come closer where you can really appreciate it?
Oh, you know, Joey, you are sick.
This is disgusting.
I'm not regardless.
Wait, the handsome man was about to enter.
Kimmy, 快跑，欢迎你。